Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's poppin', you guys? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio. It wouldn't be a show if, of course, things were perfect and great and wonderful and my computer wasn't acting freaking psycho-ish. But I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, start with the introduction. For you guys, like I said, thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio, where we give you the hot, spicy celebrity gossip, and we talk about different situations. Tonight is open pressure night, so I'm super excited about that. We definitely always have some interesting discussions every time we have this. Like I said, I'm having some technical difficulties, as always, but, you know, it wouldn't be a show without that. So Miss Sexy K will be joining us in a little bit. But, yeah, like I said, I'll make that happen as soon as I do some extra work. But, anyway, jumping right into the shout-outs for tonight. Of course, shout-out to God and all that he does. I mean, he's just really amazing. I had a very horrible couple of days, so I've definitely been praying about it and asking him to just give me strength and guide me and lead me in the right direction, because it's been crazy, like really crazy for me. And I normally don't, you know what I mean, break down and let it get the best of me. I'm always thinking positively, but, you know, sometimes it's hard. It's really hard. But I just want everybody to know that as long as you keep prayer and understanding with you, then you could do anything. And God, you could do anything. So shout out to him. Also, shout out to the 6 Man Radio family. Love you guys. Shout out to Bassie, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, who is the boss man of 6 Man Radio. Also, we have Miss Nadine Michelle. We have Miss Tammy, Mr. Black. We have Cobra. We have, who else do we have? GMS. We have Aaron. We have, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry if I don't say you guys' name. We have Kobe. So yeah, 6 Man Radio, and we popping. So y'all definitely need to get with the program. Always. Oh, it's working. It's working. Maybe Sexy K is still on the line. She's still, you know, with me. Sexy K, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Trust me, I got it. It's working right now. I'm going to get you in. So I'm going to go ahead and do the word of the day, which is consistency. The achievement of a level of performance that does not vary greatly in quality over time. I love word consistency. I love it. You know what I mean? It's just a great word to describe something that you want to do or what type of person you are. If you're a consistent person, I love consistent people. Like, I can't stand being with somebody who change up every 5 minutes. It's like, damn, who are you? Like, I don't even know who you are. So just be consistent. Definitely, especially in a relationship, you have to be consistent. Because if you're not, it will not work out in your favor. It will not at all. Also, the quote of the day, the price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and determination that whether we win or lose, we have applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand. It's a great quote. I definitely love that quote just because it definitely describes success, like how you can become successful by being diligent and, you know, putting forth hard work and effort. And, yes, we're in this bitch. What's up, Sexy K?
Hey.
What in the world is going on?
You know my damn computer is fucking retarded. Like, it works when it wants to work, you know.
So I'm just
but
sitting
anyway,
here.
I was like, I hope he hears me because, you know, I'm going to just keep talking. But anyway, you guys, do the beauty secret of the day with Sexy Gay. I don't know if you do this, but I do this. Which I shave my legs with conditioner instead of shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes your legs softer and silkier after you shave. Conditioner.
Yeah, they have the shavers with the little thingy
they have
around
the conditioner.
The shaver. Yes. So I just I use that, and it's so much. It's so nice. The thing is like $8.50 or whatever, $9, but
yeah,
it's worth it. it's worth it. Though.
It is. And I've tried those, but you know what? Shaving, like, it does not it doesn't cooperate with me. Like, I always cut myself.
But you know what? That's the thing, though. That's the thing. If me too, but when I try that, it does not. It's like it doesn't even get. I don't know. You don't cut yourself with it.
That's crazy.
You don't.
It's horrible.
Try it.
I can't do it.
I know. It has the little thing around it. So every time you shave it, I don't know. It's smooth. It's real smooth.
And it's the little oval circle thing, right?
It goes around the shaver. Yeah.
I started using Nair. Just so I won't cut myself.
Yeah.
But that shit stinks and it stays.
Yeah.
And it just, but it's good, like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes your legs feel good afterwards, but it just smells very bad. Also, you guys, I have the sex tip of the day. Woo, 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 sex, sex, it's all about sex. The sex tip of the day is keep your panties on. And pretty much what that means is that when you're, you know, about to do it or you're about to get intimate with your partner, the best thing to do is to kind of build the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, build it up. You know what I mean?
I
make them want it. Make them want the pussy or the dick or whatever it is you're trying to give them. Just make them want it.
Yeah.
So you keep the panties on and you just kind of rub, you know what I mean? Kind of get them all moist and, you know what I mean? Get them all interested and feeling all extra good. And then when you touch that,
take them off
the skin exactly. It's over.
Take them off and wring them out then.
You stupid. But when you do
that
skin to skin, all of a sudden they feel your fingers or they feel your skin on theirs. It's like an explosion. Like, the shit is real. Like, I'm so serious. It's so real. Also, I have another little tip, sex tip of the day. It's all about the tongue. Now, this is for the ladies. This could be for guys as well, but mostly for the ladies. When you're performing oral sex on your man, you have to be porn star style. Like, you have to be sloppy and just wet and just, you know what I mean? They like that shit. I don't know why, because that's nasty.
Yeah, I know.
But they like it. They like it. I mean, the couple of times that I have, you know, given oral sex to my man, it was very uncomfortable for me because I don't like all that spit, and it's just nasty. I can't do it. It's disgusting. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I can't be porn star when it comes to giving head. It's just not me. But you can do a lot with your tongue. You know, you can flatten your tongue and pretend you are licking like a ice cream cone or something. Then you could try the pointy tongue technique to stroke up and down and side to side. Or you can do different strokes and touches. Or you can, like, the best thing you can do, I'm telling you, you can flick your tongue on the head. Like, they will go freaking nuts. You're like, oh, my God, I love you, girl. Fellas, you need to step, y'all need to step your game up with eating pussy, too. So,
okay.
I'm just saying. Somebody can call it in. They want to say something. So let's see what they want to say. Let's see. Hold on. Is it going? Ah, shit. Well, we're going to wait for my computer to feel like it wants to work. But, yeah, those are my two sex tips of the day. I'm going to always give you guys some different things you could do to kind of, you know, stimulate your relationship as far as sex goes. I'm a sex expert. I'm all about the sexy and the sex. I just like saying that word, sex. It just sounds good. Sex.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you want to be freaky when you say it.
Yeah.
Like, what you doing? Nothing? You want to have some sex? You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds good. It just sounds good. But, you know, for all of you who know me, y'all know I'm freaky. So, anyway, I want to jump into some celebrity news. Did you know that Tamar Braxton is pregnant? I'm so excited for her. Yes.
Yeah.
He is pregnant. So, I'm like, aw. But he is fat. I'm not trying to be mean, but he's big. He's a big one. I wonder, like, how they do it.
Okay.
I'm surprised
because this seemed like I didn't think they would make it, Lord, because they, the way he be talking to her and looking at her and stuff, like, you're an idiot,
know,
whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just weird because I didn't picture her with somebody like that. Maybe that's a bad thing to say, but that's how you picture somebody, you know, with someone. And I just didn't picture that, her being with that type of guy. I don't know. He's sweet, but he's a big one. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. He's a big one. Yeah, clearly I really hope that they're not, like, going to be stupid tonight because it's irritating me now. It's not even my computer anymore. This is the system. So, I have no idea, no clue.
You can't play music. No, I can't play anything
right now. Like, I'm surprised that you're on the line because it won't let me click on to anybody else.
I believe.
So, yeah. Also, I want to talk about, it's weird because I was watching this movie last night. I was watching Lifetime. Let's see. Tell all radio, who's this?
I'm calling from Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You know you're my favorite DJ, Princess Jazzy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You do such a great
job.
So
good.
Show.
What's up? I try, you know. I try.
You're the best. If there's anything... If there's anything I could do to make your show run better so you could have your show popping, I would be more than happy to do it.
Well, all I need you to do is tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we're on every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. and they need to call up and kick it with us.
I'll be more than happy. You want me to tell them that you're the best, or I'm not allowed to tell them that, Princess Jazz?
I mean, that's completely up to you. If you think I'm the best, you shout it to the rooftop.
Okay, I would definitely do that for you. Nobody could ever replace you.
Oh,
you're definitely
sweet.
My favorite.
How sweet. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So, it's open discussion night. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
any news that you want to talk about?
Are you going to be on more days or more hours?
I'm not sure. We'll see.
Sure. Okay. I hope so.
See. We'll try to make that happen one day.
You will be on 7 days a week?
Oh, no. That's too much.
I don't know about that.
Unless I'm getting paid.
You know what I mean? Unless I'm getting paid real good.
I'm getting paid. Because I missed you. You weren't on last week.
No, I was not on. I had some issues. And, you know, the devil will try to hold you down, but you just have to keep on pressing.
Yeah. I hope you're on next week.
Mm-hmm. I will be, of course. I try to be on every week.
For real? Because I missed you last week.
Aww. I feel I missed. That's so sweet. Nobody else misses me. They're like, whatever, bitch.
I do. If there's anything you need, let me know.
Okay. I will definitely.
I'm not as bad as people think I am. As bad as people think I am. I'm not. I'm actually much more innocent than that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people think you're bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I guess because I'm Italian.
Oh. Okay. Well, you have a great, awesome, fantastic, wonderful night.
You too. I could listen to the whole show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. Like I said, tonight is open discussion night, so anything you want to talk about, anything you want to say, anything you want to know, anything, just hit us up and let's talk. I do want to talk about, like I said, I was watching this movie last night on Lifetime, because, you know, that's what women like to watch, Lifetime. They have some good movies, though, so I'm not even on front. But I was watching Lifetime, and there was this teacher who was having sex with this student of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she got in trouble. She had a baby by the guy, whatever. She got in trouble. And it's weird because my little sister comes home today, and she's like, oh, my God, like, these girls at my school were having sex with this one of the substitute teachers. And I was like, what the hell is going on in the world? Like, teachers are having sex with students now. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel some type of way. But you know what? When I was in school, I had a crush on one of my teachers. So I'm not going to front. Like, I did, though. He wasn't, like, you know what I mean? Like a major teacher, like he didn't actually work there, but he did like the track and field and gym and stuff like that. And he was just sexy. Like, I'm not gonna front, he was sexy. And we used to flirt with each other, but it was never more than that. Like, I would never be like, oh, I'm just gonna do him. Like, no. Like, first of all, what are you going to do with that? Is what I want to know. Like, where exactly can you do that? Keisha, what do you think about that? There's these kids, they having sex with the teachers now. Like, they don't even care.
I don't know. As long as mine's done, I'm good, child. Can't worry about somebody else, child. But it was a woman. Shame on me. I'm looking at it a little bit different because, you know, it was a boy and it was a older woman, a little different. Now if it was the other way around, But she should have known better.
So you think that because
because it's if it's a guy, if it's a guy teacher.
No, if it was, it's a girl teacher, if it's a female talking to the boy student, it's like, not, I don't think as big
not
as that. Deal if it was the other way around. Either way, it shouldn't be like that, period.
Happening.
Yeah. It shouldn't be happening, period. But I don't know. This world, it's a lot of crazy things that's happening around here lately in the news or whatever. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel a little differently. I just feel like as, because this guy has a child. He has two kids and
mm-hmm.
he has a wife. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So I just think they should look at it as if, okay, my child is in school learning and
mm-hmm.
then meets this teacher and has sex with that teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
mm-hmm.
it's a girl or a guy, I just
mm-hmm.
feel like it's nasty. Like, what can you really
mm-hmm.
get from that little girl
yeah.
or that little boy? Like,
mm-hmm.
his dick probably ain't even big enough. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, her pussy ain't even open. Like, you know what I mean? She's still a virgin.
That's
how like,
I
come
did.
On.
I don't know. Going on in this world, but it's a lot of that going on. When I turn on the news, I see it, especially down here. I don't know about up there, but down here.
But you know why? Because them girls, well, you in Miami, them
mm-hmm.
girls are grown. You know what I mean? They
okay.
walk around with their little bathing suits on.
Yes,
and,
child, I drove past the middle school. And
I'm just looking like, wait a minute, is that a little girl with heels on? Exactly. It's like,
girl,
you know,
you better go sit down somewhere and where's your mama so I can slap her one time.
That's why I'm like, you know.
Yeah, they
God.
Extra grown. They extra grown down here, girl. They extra grown.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you can't really blame them all the time, but it's just, it's crazy because if
yeah,
I had a little girl,
yeah.
her ass would be in, like, some long-ass short, you know what I mean, long-ass shorts or pants. Like, you wouldn't even be able
okay.
to see nothing. Like, I'm not having that. You wear a bra, you wear, like, a, you know, bathing suit, you need to have a cover-up. Like, you're not wrong. That's just how I feel. Like, you're not wrong. When I was a little girl, you know,
I was a girl. Okay.
You know what?
Get all this stuff.
We ain't do all that. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, shit was real. Like,
no,
my
11-year-old, she talking about, Mom, can I go get my nails done? What? You
know,
oh, no. Girl, bye. You better go sit down somewhere. You see, girl, what's her name at school? Well, that's what's her name and her mama, okay? Because no, leave something for, you know, for later. Leave something for
exactly.
later, for high school. Leave it. You're in the middle, you're
right.
in middle school. Leave that stuff for high school, okay? Sure.
Like, my
love.
Child is really going to be, like, my girl. Because my son, he's, I'm not too much worried about him. And I think that that's kind of, like, kind of messed up sometimes because parents are always focused on the girl and what the little girl is doing and how you raise the girl. Because, you know, boys are crazy, too. But it's little girls are just, they mature faster.
Mm-hmm.
So they start a little bit earlier than guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when guys are talking about, oh, you got cooties, and girls are talking about, oh, let me see your dick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to, you know what I mean? You got to get that under control because females are reckless sometimes. Yes, it's kind of starting to work now. Okay. Hopefully, you know, like I said, it wouldn't be tell all radio if there was not some type
no.
of
technical difficulties.
But you know what? This show goes on. I continue to run my mouth and talk about whatever it is I want to talk about. But it still, it continues to go on. I'm bringing another caller. Hopefully I can bring them in, and it's not going to freaking take 2 hours. So let's see what happens. Yeah, so it looks like it's going to take 2 hours to bring them in. So we're just going to wait until they're on air.
You said 2 hours?
Yeah, I'm just exaggerating.
Who is them?
But I also want to talk about the story, which is, it's a funny story, because I feel like, you know, it's a little bitch move for him. But you watch Love and Hip Hop, right? You watch Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Yeah. You watch Love and Hip Hop? No, I see it, and I just pass it. I'm like,
You need to cut it out. You need to cut it out. But it's actually a good season.
Okay.
It's a lot of still drama, but...
I think I seen like 5 minutes of it, maybe, and I was like, and I kept changing soundtrack.
This season, I think for me, is like the most emotional season.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Love and Hip Hop set, I think, because I've seen all of them, so it seems to me the most emotional one. But they were filming last night the reunion. Did you know they taped it before they air it? And Consequence, which is a rapper, a well-known ghostwriter and rapper in the industry, he decides that he wants to slap Joe Budden in the back of the head at the taping of the show, of the reunion. He says, like, in the middle of taking a break, you know, Consequence felt the need to slap him in the back of the head, and he posted it on Twitter. It was a pretty bitch move, because it's like, come on, dude, like, how old are you? And you slapping people in the head? Like, come on. Really? Cut it out, like, for real. Let's see if I can get a caller in. I really doubt it, because this thing is being stupid, but I just thought it was funny because it's like he's like 40 years old and
like
slapping people.
Like right now, the little loungers is jumping off, man. You know, you always have Lux, you always have Ibiza, but it's like some little underground loungers that are starting to pop off. But if you want to do a performance like that, like
somebody's talking.
Like LaKay Lounge sound perfect for that. Matter of fact, let me see what's up with that Thursday. There, you know what I'm saying, and they got the rooftop and all that shit.
What is that, Dad?
It's a caller, and they obviously just don't know that they're on. They're on live. Caller. I hear you talking about your lounge and
I know
stuff
exactly.
Like that.
Ibiza, that's plugged. That's guaranteed. We plugged in over there.
Caller.
When is it?
Caller,
though?
You are on the air.
I don't have a direct date for the Thursday in April.
All right, well, that's cool. Let me get on it.
Caller. Caller. Can you hear me? I hear you on the phone.
I mean,
you're talking about a lounge. You don't hear me, do you? Okay. We're going to try to get that caller off the line. But we're going to go to some music. Let's do that. And, you know, let's see if it works first. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, you know what I mean? This is some bull crap. Like, I really want Vlog Talk to get it together.
Okay.
I can't play no music.
Oh.
I can't play any of my clips to go with any of my stories. Like, this is
Jazz, if the music and stuff is not playing, then maybe you should shorten the day at maybe 10 o'clock or so. Like
it's still going
to
keep going. That's the thing. Until I stop it And the looks of it, that's not letting me do anything that I want to do. So, yeah, this is about a bunch of bullshit. This is really pissing me off because I worked so hard for this show tonight. And it was going to be so great and so awesome and so wonderful. And stupid-ass thing is not working. It's not cooperating with me. It doesn't want to do what I want it to do. And I should just fucking throw something. Let's see. Hold on. Okay.
Tell all me started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never.
girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun. And the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Gotta think for a queen who know when to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rash feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still, I'm feeling this and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it and need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up.
Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no hard to fuck, I'll be in.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time coach, shawty fought through, baby like a damn pro, how they caught you, all of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, card in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no hard to fuck, I'll be in bad group, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had met you, I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Tell All Radio Live. Tell All Radio Live.
Radio Live.
Tell All Radio Live.
All right, you guys. We're back. And of course, the system is still fucking up. This is just not my week, I guess. Just not my week. But like I said, the devil is busy.
Tell All Radio Live.
He's trying to make me go on edge. To be on edge, and I'm trying not to, but I'm gonna just have to pray a little bit harder, because shit is about to get real in a minute. Some more celebrity news I want to talk about is apparently some hackers got his social address and. They ran him on Equifax, and he owes $800,000 on a $5.6 million on his mortgage on his Tribeca penthouse apartment. He owes about $235,000 on his American Express card, and he has an old $800 telephone bill in collection. Which I think is funny because he makes a lot of fucking money. So it's like, why you don't got this together? Like, why are you owing shit? Like, your credit should be good. Like, there shouldn't be nothing wrong with your credit. Like, you should have all that shit paid off, and you don't. That's crazy. And then, of course, since they're married, you know, their stuff is going to show up on the same. But Beyonce's credit report shows that she has the HSBC credit card with a $30,000 limit. She's paid up on all her bills, and she's paid off all of her mortgages. I don't know if she knew that he was in debt before she got with him, or if this is some news to her as well, but that's some crazy shit. Like, how long you been in the game, Jay-Z? Come on. Stop it. You should have enough money to pay off your bills, or you need to get rid of some of that shit you got. Like, this is ridiculous. It's really sad and touching that you have this much money, like you're in debt for this much money. That's crazy. Also, on the consequence story, like after he slapped Joe Budden, of course, you know, Joe was like real calm and he was like, you know, whatever. I got that nigga. I'm going to get that nigga. So Joe, after the, you know, the taping, they kind of pretty much jumped his ass. I actually don't have, I have the audio of him being jumped. I wish you guys could see it because seeing it is a lot funnier than the audio, although the audio is kind of funny. It just would be a lot better if you guys could actually see, you know what I mean, what's going on. And of course, it's not going to let me play it as I'm talking about it. But anyway, they run up on him, they jump him, snuff him, or whatever. And his girl is like yelling out of the car, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the fucking police. Her white ass. And she just lame to me. Like, I don't know. No, it is what it is. But I'm just not really a fan of their relationship. Not because she's black. Not because he's black and she's white. But just because they just seem like, it just seems like he is the head of everything. And she is not even the tail. She's like the shit on the floor. Like, after you drop something. And I think that's kind of fucked up. Like, she should have some kind of say in something. You know what I mean? But apparently their relationship is not based on that. So I'm going to go ahead and play the recording for you guys. I'm going to play the Joe Budden interview. And then I'm going to play what happened after the taping. So here we go. I don't need to think it's going to let me do that. Just tonight is really not a great night for Tell All Radio. This is crazy. I can't do anything at all. Like, it's ridiculous. So yeah, I'm gonna try to end the show early tonight. I'm gonna end it at 10, and I'm gonna see what's up with this crap, because this is really some bullshit. Like, shit should not be like this. Especially on a Wednesday. Like, nobody else should be doing a show on Wednesday. Like, it should just be me. Okay, here is the taping of the interview.
Hello?
Ange.
Yo, turn up time!
Turn up. So silly.
I'm in here with Enough.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's poppin', man?
I mean, you tell me.
Joey, what in the reality show hell is happening in the world?
Lord have mercy. As I'm up here throwing it in everyone's face, how I'm the sane one on the show. And how I'm the one with absolutely no drama at all.
So what happened? What are you doing? You're at the shoot still?
Yeah, no, we're at the reunion. we're filming this reunion all day long. We won't be done probably till around 10 o'clock.
How are you calling me from the reunion? They're on break.
Because they're breaking right now. They're getting the next group of audience members in there. I'm in a room with security standing all outside the door.
Oh my gosh! What happened?
Well, it was a break. And I grabbed Tahiri because me and her be seeming to go smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So we're headed out, and somebody just runs up behind me and hits me in the back of the head with their hand. So I turn around because I'm thinking that this is a girl that did this, maybe upset about something I said during the filming. And it's him running. He's running away now. So now he's real far away from me. Apparently, he hit me in the back of the head while I was walking away. Tahiri snuffed him, and then he ran off, and then 8 security guards came and grabbed me up.
A.K.A. a spectacle happened.
Yes. It's a spectacle happened.
Do you have any wounds? Is there any blood? Is
no,
there any stitches?
No, Lord. No, not at all. Not at all.
Do you have a bump? Is there a bump?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I honestly thought that it was a woman doing it.
So how?
But you know what this is from, and which is so funny because he ran to go tweet about it, but in the tweet he said, "Yo, I just smacked Joe Budden, Queens," and then he said, "Everyone enjoyed their day." So this is from the Hot 97 footage.
Oh.
When I approached him at the station up there.
Oh, when you said everybody enjoy your day when you walked out with your calm, hysterical calm
voice.
Yeah,
so. So apparently he didn't like the backlash that he received from it, and this was his way of saving face. But
let me ask you a question. So no, but so Tahiri, how did Tahiri get to him then? If he ran
away?
Because
Tahiri was directly next to me as we were walking, and he turned around and hit him, and then I turned around and he was gone.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, it was a mess. So, it was a big spectacle.
It was a spectacle. This is what they call a spectacle in the reality show world. So this will be, is it all on tape?
Oh, yeah, the VH1 cameras don't ever stop rolling.
They don't ever stop rolling. So we'll see.
Actually, that's what I think. I think they're about to try and get me and him on the stage now to just see what his issue is. But,
oh, gosh.
Oh, I'm not going to do nothing but invite him in the bathroom and, you know, which is what I said to him in the interview. When I spoke to him at the station, there's a problem with me. You know, you can address this at any time.
Right.
So even if he didn't have to run up on me while I'm walking away to do something, he could have tapped me on the shoulder. We could have walked anywhere.
Have you seen him since the two of you ran into each other here? This is the first time.
No, this is the first time I'm seeing him since then.
Oh, so this is probably really just all about that moment, about you walking in and asking and.
Well, it is, clearly, or he wouldn't have said, "Everyone enjoy your day.
It makes no sense.
But it makes no sense how he would try to hit you and leave. That I don't understand that.
Well, what I find enough is that when you're at these type of events like the reunion, like he's the toughest guy in the world right now at this reunion because, you know, this place is crowded with security and police and... You know, there's all types of people here. So nothing can really happen here, you know, without it being a liability to VH1 or without, you know. Nothing can really happen here.
How seriously do you take this, though, Joey? Like, does this carry on after the reality, after the reunion? Like, are you looking for him after this? Like, do you take this seriously or is this just like whatever and you keep it pushing? I mean, how do you handle this?
Well, no, I'm certainly not looking for him because he's here.
Oh.
So this will be dealt with correctly before the end of the day.
Oh gosh, so this story is still going on, is what you're telling me.
this is a developing story.
His poor girl
is here crying up a storm because you know she ain't built for this. She's saying, "Oh, he's embarrassing me and us," and she's crying everywhere. And
oh God!
I'm like, dog. How did he think this was gonna play out in his head? I don't know.
Oh, so she was mad that he did that.
Well, this is she didn't say that. I'm interpreting this from her crying and saying, "You're embarrassing me."
Got it.
You know.
Wow.
So this is developing to all Joe Budden fans and anyone who cares about this reality stuff. I'm fine and healthy and, you know, great. There's no nothing
there's
anywhere.
There's been no damage.
Has it been not as of yet.
Oh my gosh! Come on, man.
Not as of yet. So.
Let me ask you, how did the people at the show react? Were they excited that this happened for the reunion?
Well, you know, the audience members, because this happened kind of backstage-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So all they know is that something happened. But when I came back out, you know, the VH1 people are all startled because, you know, they never want any of that happening at their farm. They want it to be controlled, and they didn't have it under control.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
It's interesting.
It's a circus, Joey.
It is.
So with
No Love Lost in stores right now.
There you go. Nice plug. Nice way to take advantage of the situation. So where was your girl during all of this, and why was Tahiri with you outside?
Well, because Kaylin's segment was she was done recording, so she was upstairs in a different room.
Oh.
And Tahiri and I were still in the process of filming.
Oh.
So we had just wrapped. So that's how that went.
So
this is all pretty interesting. Look, I'm new to this reality TV stuff. Like, I've been a rapper all my life.
You're amazing at it already. You're built for this, Joey.
I'm definitely built for this. I am. I just
got
to get used to these antics that people pull.
Unbelievable. So what happens now? You don't know. This is a developing story.
Yeah, it's a developing story. We're about to go and film the second segment, but, you know, I was in a suit. I took my hard bottoms off and put some J's on, so.
Just in case.
Well, I'm going to ask him, because VH1 is here, so we can't do too much. I'm going to ask him if, you know, he'd want to go in the bathroom.
Shoot a fair one.
Let's just go in the bathroom, close the door. That's what we do in Jersey. We go in the bathroom, close the door. Security can stand outside. Whatever happens in there, it happens. You come out.
The bathroom's really dangerous.
Are you going to ask? Yeah, because everything's hard. There's porcelain in there.
Yo, the bathroom's dangerous, Pop.
So are you going to ask him this on TV?
Well, yeah, because now they plan on, now they want to follow the story.
Of course they do.
They want to see what his issue is.
Oh, so this is the plan.
He has to have an issue if he's running behind me, jumping to hit me as I'm walking away.
Okay, please let me know what happens in the bathroom.
Ange, enough. I love you guys, and I will keep you posted all the way through.
On the bathroom details.
Word.
Please be careful, man. Porcelain is dangerous.
Oh, no, I does this.
Right.
Your mom must be so proud, Joey.
My mom is here. She stepped on.
Oh my God!
No
way! What?
Yeah, my mom went and put a sweatsuit on, and you know she's mad. She's tight with VH1 because she's like, how y'all got all these security guards running around?
And then let
somebody
this happen.
Just ran right behind him. So yeah, but she's tight. I told her calm down. Everything is cool. Let the people that handle this.
All right, keep us in the loop. I got to get out of here. Flex is next. I'm sure Flex will have his own story because he was down there.
Yeah, he'll have the exclusive. Again, No Love Lost in stores right now.
What's up, Joe Budden, everybody?
Yeah,
please. Everything's okay. Everything's all right. Star 97.
Word.
All right, babe.
All right, guys, that was Budden's interview after he got slapped upside the head by Consequence. If you're just tuning in, this is from the taping of the reunion, Love & Hip Hop Reunion, New York, this season. This is also, if they let me play it, is what happened after they got finished taping. Let's see. We have Kontz laughing, hee hee ha ha. And then we have his girl screaming, I'm going to call the police. And then we have Joe, like, what's up? What up? You know what I mean? Let's get it. So, here y'all go. Never mind, they don't let me play it. I'm definitely going to end the show early tonight because Blog Talk Radio is being real extra with me tonight, and I'm just not in that type of a mood. I'm not in an extra mood tonight. Like, it's just not what I'm into right now. It's just not... So, I'm going to end the show at 10 o'clock. I'm so, 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 so sorry for you guys who have called in and, you know, ready for an amazing show. Because I definitely worked really hard on this show, and I had everything lined up, and y'all, you guys were going to love it. But now it's fucked up because the stupid freaking thing. But so we're going to end the show with, if they let me play it, I did a cover for Wale Bad with Tierra Thomas, which is pretty dope. Hold on, let me see if I can get a caller in here. Let's see what will happen if I can do that. I doubt if it's going to let me do it because it's freaking stupid. It's crazy. Blog Talk Radio for you guys. Thanks so much. Oh, also some other news. Wiz Khalifa got his Converse deal. So he's going to be representing Converse sneakers. Which is going to be dope. Tell our radio, who's this? Where you call us from?
What's up, man?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. This show is freaking fucking booty. Like,
I see you getting aggravated over there.
Of course I'm getting aggravated. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. Just shit on my day even more. Thanks. Appreciate it, Blog Talk. Like, crazy. I had a great show, too. I had it all put together and lined up, and I was going to play this clip and then that clip, and then it was just going to be a flow. And, of course, it wouldn't be a show if it didn't fuck up. Like, it just wouldn't be a show.
Well, man, you will find some way to pull through, man.
I'm about to cut this shit the fuck off and throw my ass to bed because this is ridiculous. Like, I don't have the patience tonight. I'm just not happy with this situation. I'm not happy. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Getting ready to drop this album or so. Yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic. What is the album about? What is the concept of the album?
I mean, basically, the album is just going to be all about me and my family roots. So I hope everybody loves it in the Jersey City area, you know, so.
I'm mad I haven't gotten any music, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know, I could slide you something, too.
Whatever, never mind. I don't want it now. Now that I had to ask for it, I don't want it.
You gonna want it? I've been a busy person. I just came off
whatever.
A tour though, so
whatever.
I just came off a tour.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
I don't want to hear it because you got my number. It hasn't changed. You could have called me and said, "Yo, I'm about to send you some music." You know what I mean? Just for 2 seconds. Mm-mm. I don't want to hear
it. Oh, okay. I see.
You see, yeah.
Oh, so she feeling some type of way right about now. Huh?
I feel some type of way. I do. I feel some type of way. I do. Pretty much so.
But
yeah, this thing is stupid. Like I said, it's about 10:00. I can't do this for another hour. Like,
I could have ride with you for the rest of the show. I mean, but hey, it's up
to
you.
I can't play no music. I can't play any clips. Like, nothing.
Well, I mean, we can do it like old times. We can just wild out. It ain't nothing.
We had music old times. We had, you know what I mean? We had a show. This is not a show. This is a fucking spectacle.
Well, just turn it into a talk show. You don't want your fans to be like, oh, well, she ended the show so quick. So
well,
strong.
Listen, they don't have to get the fuck over that shit, like. I mean, everybody knows I'm going to keep it real, and I'm going to be straightforward and honest. Like, they're going to have to get over that. Just know that next Wednesday, I will make sure that the show is so damn good, motherfuckers is going to be like, oh, my God, like, I love you.
Well, But you know what? Right. You know what? Fans excuse her. Excuse her fans. You already know. It's your boy Prime Time. You know. And I had to come check in with my.
But
you know what? You know what? I'm just saying, I had to come and check in with my girl Princess Jackie, man. You know,
of course.
Been a busy person.
I'm awesome. Fantastic and wonderful. I hope hopefully they'll let me play. I did a cover for Wale's dad with Tierra Thomas.
Well, I mean, send it to me. Send it to me.
You know what I mean? It's pretty awesome. I'm going to try to play it. Let's see if it works. No, it's not working.
Well, you know what? How about this? You send it to me, and I put it on the mixtape. I'm hosting a mixtape for, you know, a whole bunch of various artists. So you send it to me, I get it out.
Oh, God. No. Pineapples. Oh. I'm not ready. He wasn't ready.
Oh, oh okay.
No, I just threw it together, so it's I would have to perfect it, and then I'll send it to you. But let me see if they'll let me play it. No, they're not. They're still not letting me play it. So, yeah, I'm going to end the show early tonight, you guys. I'm so, so sorry. This thing is just spazzing out. It's not letting me do anything. It's not letting me have my show the way I want it, and I'm not feeling it, so... I'm about to get the fuck out of here. Thank you so much.
I have an anger issue.
I'm serious. Like, I'm about to throw, like, my phone and everything. Like, I'm about to throw
it all in the
trash can. Like, that's how upset I am right now.
Well, you know what?
But,
you always know you can hit me up if you need me to be on the show and wild out. You can hit me up, man.
Yeah, whatever. This coming from the guy who was on the show before, it was always late.
Well, you know, I gotta get the album out, man.
Whatever. You know? You wasn't doing no album then.
You know, I was working on it.
Pineapples, no.
What? I mean, I might just gotta bring a sexual joint and turn Tell All into... sex all, you know?
Really, oh, my God. You know? I've been there and I've done that. It's
you
been
know.
a little sex, you know what I mean? That, you know. But anyway, like I said, I'm done. I'm through. It's not letting me do anything. So hopefully it'll let me end the show. If not, then y'all can just stay on and sit. For like another hour, you can hang up, you know. It is.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know what? Since the show getting ready to end, I'm out. Your boy Prime Time.
Cool.
It's Jazzy right here, you know.
Cool beans. Thanks so much.
All right, no problem.
All right, you guys, like I said, the show is ending right now because I'm tired of shit. I don't have time. This is stressing me out. It's making my head hurt. Like, I really have a headache now. So I'm going to end the show. But Tell All Radio is every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. I'm going to make sure that this does not happen next week so everything can go as planned and smooth and great and awesome. And then y'all can hear my cover. I really wanted to play it for you guys, but it's not working. So, love you. Kisses. It's Tell All Radio. Make sure you guys come back next week. Like I said, from 9 p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. It's your girl, Princess Jazzy, and we're out.